The Dalai Lama made an emphatic gesture. That's a key point. The cultivation of loving-kindness and compassion is not intrinsically a religious endeavor. It has really a much more general pertinence and general applicability. You don't have to be religious or buy into a religious doctrine to do it. This is why I think it is important to develop techniques that are secular and not simply religious in orientation. I have addressed the issue of secular and moral ethics at quite some length. The problem is, in terms of public awareness, the term ethics seems almost a luxury. If we get around to it, that would be fine, but in the meantime, things like education and health are not considered luxuries. They are imperatives. So we need another term, something that does not have an ethical or anything like a religious connotation. Maybe instead of religious or ethical studies, it would fit better in social sciences or something like that, so it would be secularized. The aim is to ask, what can we do from medical or scientific research to bring about greater social well-being, a flourishing of peace, harmony, a sense of well-being in individuals and the society as a whole? This should become an imperative, just like health and education. Then, under that umbrella, we would be able to counteract destructive emotions and cultivate wholesome or positive emotions. Mark Greenberg said, "In the secular training we might do with adults, we have already talked about the idea of putting ourselves in the position of the other. I'm wondering if there's a way of secularizing your discussion of the chaining of emotion," he said. That brought to mind the work of Jon Kabat-Zinn at the University of Massachusetts Medical Center in Worcester. Using an adaptation of mindfulness meditation, which trains people to carefully observe their moment-to-moment thoughts and feelings without reactivity, Kabat-Zinn had helped medical patients find peace of mind, which eased their physical pain, suffering, and symptoms. I said, "There are applications of mindfulness from Buddhism that are used in hospitals. Buddhism is never mentioned. It's just for patients' own good, and they get very enthusiastic about it in that situation. Likewise with empathy, in the treatment of prisoners who have molested children. The first step is to have them reenact the crime from the child's point of view, because it's the lack of empathy that allowed them to do it in the first place. That's akin to the meditation practice of taking the position of the other person." In Buddhist practice, Ritchie observed, according to my limited understanding, a certain level of concentration is often cultivated before some other practices are introduced. What would you counsel about an adult curriculum for individuals who don't have a very well-cultivated ability to concentrate? Mathieu remarked, "There is no point trying to do that kind of training for hours at the beginning. It is better to have short, repeated sessions, like exercises. You could have a 3-minute exercise going around your house and thinking that way. That gives you a taste for it. Or you could do it just 10 minutes a day at the beginning."